May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I was really so grateful to Rebecca for just parachuting in my place last Sunday. I was all ready to preach to you about the gospel, and then the Lord laid me low, and then he stood me up again. So here I am. But I was going to preach to you about Mary and Martha. And I'm sure Rebecca did a jolly good job, so I hope that what I build on her foundations will also be helpful. Mary and Martha, it's only a four-verse gospel. It must be one of the shortest readings in the lectionary. Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home, and she had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to him, to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to come and help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things." Factual statement. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her. So that was the gospel last week, very short. And it reminds us about the different ways that we can serve Jesus. Each one of us has quite a unique way of helping Jesus and worshipping him. We all serve Jesus in different ways. In last week's gospel reading, we met these two women, made famous by St. Luke, Martha and Mary. And we are invited to think about the contrast between the way each of them serves Jesus. My humble contribution is to show that the easy interpretation of the story, which is that Jesus prefers devotion to hard work, is a bit too simple. What it does do is to prevent worship and study or devotion and attention to his teachings being ignored by those who would rather roll up their sleeves and get on with something practical instead and not engage their brains. The church needs both, and all the other gifts besides. So let's look at the story that St. Luke gives us and see what it says. We notice first that Martha, the practical one, is the one who takes the initiative in the first place and invites Jesus to stay. Now, that would have been expected of her as the senior woman of the house. But Martha was in some ways too practical. She easily got distracted from her guest, who was precious to her, by the sudden thought that she'd now put herself right in the middle of an awful lot of work. This is a dear and important guest, and she's now worried about all the work that's got to be done because she's invited him to dinner, and that was an immense task in those days. And the result is that instead of paying attention to the person she invited to stay, she tries to use him instead as an instrument to get her sister off her backside and into the kitchen. Mary, her sister, has been paying attention to Jesus, their guest, all along, of course. And Jesus' gentle rebuke to Martha reminds her of this. Martha, with Jesus' approval, has sat at his feet. She's taken the place of a disciple. Now, that's quite a thing because it was the men who were expected to be disciples in those days. Perhaps that was what annoyed Martha, still thinking that a woman's place is in the kitchen and down at the market. I don't think there's a problem about the difference in roles. Jesus certainly didn't. Martha was using her practical gifts, and Mary was developing her gifts of discipleship. Each of us has different gifts. The problem was that Martha thought everyone ought to have the same gifts and be anxious about the same things. I mean that Martha thought her problem ought to be everybody's problem, not Mary's problem, Jesus' problem, everybody's problem. They all ought to have the same gifts that she had and the same anxieties as well. But the truth is that we're not all the same. When Martha invited Jesus to stay, Mary sat down at his feet, paid attention to what he was saying, and joined in the discussion. That was her gift. And Martha got on with preparing the meal, which unfortunately was hers. So far so good, each one fulfilling an excellent role. But getting a meal together before the days of refrigeration, plumbing, and modern cooking appliances would have been rather labour-intensive, involving visits to the butcher and the vegetable market, going to the well for water, and after hauling the wood from the wood pile, kindling a fire, and all that before beginning to prepare the food. Martha suddenly realised that she'd taken on really rather more than she expected. But instead of apologising and asking kindly for help, which she would most certainly have received, Martha instead turned on the blame. She blamed Mary and as much as called her lazy, which was unjust. But who does Martha think she's serving here? By asking Jesus to tell Mary to help, she is serving the task rather than the guest. And of course, the task of getting the meal together was supposed to be at the service of the guest. And Mary was already busy serving her guest in an entirely appropriate way. Martha even accuses Jesus of not caring about her with all that work on her hands. She had forgotten that she had invited him. She had forgotten that she had volunteered. There are so many messages for us, so many lessons for us to learn from this story. For the last 100 years or so, the main interpretation of this story has been that we must not let our obsessions get in the way of our devotion to Jesus. But that, as we have seen, is only part of the story. All Christians are called to fullness of life by Jesus. And by this, Jesus calls us to a life of love, devotion, and service, which we as individuals fulfill or fail to fulfill in a diversity of ways. All Christians are also called to holiness. And by this, Jesus calls each of us to a different, really individual kind of service. Knowing him should liberate us to serve him and others in the particular ways that we are called. When the going gets tough, as Martha discovered when she had taken on more than she'd bargained for, in those times when we find our self-sufficiency is lacking and our personal resources are running low, we should, of course, resist the temptation to blame our failures on others, and learn humbly to ask both the Lord and our fellow Christians for their assistance. After all, the gifts that God has given us are very varied, and we are all in this together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.